Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 12th, 2019. Welcome to Day 1055. The House Judiciary Committee introduced two articles of impeachment against Trump, charging him with abuse of power and obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. The articles, written in a 9-page resolution, accuse Trump of having, quote, abused the powers of the presidency by ignoring and injuring national security, end quote, to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival of his, and that Trump then engaged in, quote, complete defiance of an impeachment inquiry, end quote, by directing the White House and other agencies to withhold documents and block officials from cooperating with the inquiry. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, said Trump betrayed the country and his oath of office, engaged in a cover-up of his own misconduct, and, quote, ignored and injured the interests of the nation, end quote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Trump tried to, quote, corrupt our upcoming elections, end quote, and said that he remains a, quote, threat to our democracy and national security, end quote. Trump, meanwhile, insisted that he did nothing wrong and that impeaching him would be an act of, quote, sheer political madness, end quote. The Judiciary Committee will take up the articles of impeachment later this week with a full House vote likely next week, setting Trump up to become the third president to ever be impeached. The impeachment trial will then be held in the Senate, where the Republican majority is expected to acquit him. Jerry Nadler added, quote, "We must be clear. No one, not even the president, is above the law," end quote. Trump and Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, are divided over the Senate impeachment trial. McConnell hopes to end the trial as quickly as possible. Trump, on the other hand, wants a spectacle, with Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff, and the whistleblower all testifying live, not in taped depositions, because he thinks it's his best chance to hurt Democrats in the 2020 election. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said, quote, "Politics can and should influence foreign policy," end quote. The comments echo Mulvaney's October statement during a press conference that Trump's quid pro quo exchange with Ukraine was, quote, "absolutely appropriate," end quote, and that, quote, "we do that all the time with foreign policy," end quote. Mulvaney also said that everybody needed to, quote, "get over it," end quote. His comments came less than an hour after the House Judiciary Committee announced two articles of impeachment against Trump related to the Ukraine controversy. Moving on, Attorney General William Barr believes the FBI operated out of bad faith and clearly spied on the Trump campaign when it investigated whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia in 2016. Barr claimed, without evidence, that the Russia probe was based on a, quote, "completely bogus narrative that was largely fanned and hyped by a completely irresponsible press," end quote. Robert Mueller's prosecutors, however, identified some 272 contacts between the Trump team and Russian-linked operatives, some of which have never been explained. Trump attacked FBI Director Christopher Wray for embracing the Justice Department Inspector General's conclusions that the FBI was justified in opening the investigation into Trump's 2016 campaign. Trump tweeted that Wray, quote, "will never be able to fix the FBI," end quote, with, quote, "that kind of attitude," end quote. Adding, quote, "I don't know what report current director of the FBI Christopher Wray was reading, but it sure wasn't the one given to me," end quote. Trump was the one who appointed Wray in 2017, and White House officials say they don't think Trump is ready to fire Wray, in part because his decision to dismiss James Comey resulted in the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller. Moving on, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. all agreed to sign the USMCA trade deal. Democrats endorsed the deal after the White House agreed to strengthen the labor, environmental, pharmaceutical, and enforcement provisions in the deal. The pact will replace the North American Free Trade Agreement when it's ratified, and it contains provisions aimed at creating more manufacturing jobs. And finally, Trump is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the White House today. Lavrov's last meeting with Trump was in 2017, less than 24 hours after Trump fired James Comey. During that meeting, Trump shared classified information with Lavrov. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will also attend today's meeting. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.